With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel's cabinet has approved President Trump's plan for the ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas. It's considered a key step toward ending the two-year war that has totally destabilized that part of the Middle East.
It's really peace in the Middle East. And you remember October 7th was terrible, but also from the Hamas standpoint, they probably lost 70,000 people. That's big retribution.
Federal judge has temporarily blocked the deployment of National Guard troops in Chicago. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a legal setback for the Trump administration, U.S. District Judge April Perry is halting the president from deploying troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks. She found no substantial evidence of a serious rebellion in Illinois and said the Department of Homeland Security's characterization of the threat is simply unreliable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Government shutdown now on day 10, both sides refusing to budge. Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, is standing by his position to use negotiations about health care as a bargaining chip.
Each day, our case to fix health care and end the shutdown gets better and better, stronger and stronger.
But Majority Leader John Thune was flabbergasted with Schumer, quoting his words in the Senate chamber.
Every day gets better for us. Mr. President, this isn't a political game. Democrats might feel that way, but I don't know of anybody else that does.
Staffing shortages are leading to more flight delays at airports around the nation as the government shutdown does continue. Union leaders for air traffic controllers and security screeners say the situation likely to get much worse. This is SRN News. Conservatives may be quitting the Church of England.
Some voices within the denomination are calling for a formal split now that a woman has been named the new Archbishop of Canterbury. Traditionalists within England's state church point out that Sarah Mullally's elevation violates the principle of male leadership, and they also object to her embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been heading for a split on these issues for years, and it could happen now. Michael Harrington reporting.
The majority of Supreme Court justices leaning in favor of a Christian counselor challenging bans on so-called conversion therapy as a violation of her First Amendment rights. Her attorneys argued this week the laws passed in about half of U.S. states wrongly restrict voluntary faith-based therapy. Trump administration is backing her challenge. The conservative majority court seems unconvinced the states can restrict talk therapy aimed at helping a child abandon the homosexual lifestyle. This is SRN News. Financial institutions now raising concerns about a potential AI investment bubble. Here's Rich Thomason.
The Bank of England warns that tech stock prices inflated by AI optimism could face a sharp, possibly painful correction. The IMF echoes these concerns, noting that global stock prices are surging due to high expectations for AI's productivity potential. Experts point to rapid tech stock growth and stretched market valuations as signs of a bubble. While some tech leaders acknowledge some risks, they speak optimistically about AI's long-term prospects. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Texas appeals court pausing the execution of Robert Roberson, who is set to be the first in the U.S. executed for a murder linked to the shaken baby syndrome. He's claiming innocence and was scheduled to be put to death on the 16th. More details at srnnews.com.